News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. And we have our time here today is designated, as always, on every other Tuesday. We have Todd Thompson, who is the president CEO for the Pensacola Chamber Connection. Good morning, Todd.
Morning, Meg. How are you?
I'm good. I'm playing that song. I just realized I'm laughing because one of the topics on the morning show earlier was about saying things that people don't recognize or don't reference. And so I played this song for your guest this morning, who is representing the Pensacola Young Professionals. And your name is, young lady?
Hi, I'm Anna Loches, and I'm the president of the Pensacola Young Professionals.
So I play this song in honor, and then it dawned on me, she may have never heard this song before. Have you heard that song before by the Tams?
I think I have, but, good to hear it again.
Oh, my goodness, that's so funny. That used to be a great popular dance song, right,
right.
Todd? Todd knows, right?
Yeah, very familiar with it.
So it's a good theme song for anybody, no matter what your age
right,
is.
Right, okay.
But getting back to serious business, our guest with the Pensacola Chamber, this is our time when he comes in to talk about everything that's happening in Pensacola. And Todd, if you can give us that update on what's happening with the Chamber, lots of talk about the OLF land thing that's going on, and Pensacola's new Palafox project. So many things.
Yeah, lots of economic development projects happening. Yeah, OLF-8, they're having lots of conversations about what will be happening out there. Obviously, the construction along Palafox Street continues, you know, encouraging people to still go. The shops and restaurants along Palafox are open. The sidewalks are clear, so you can walk up and down Palafox and get across the street at certain areas. And then the parking, you know, in the streets adjacent to Palafox is free. So take advantage of that. Come on down, you know, go to lunch, support these businesses over these next few months. Sounds like they're on track to get this done on time. So
yeah, which is great.
We're excited about that. And hopefully we'll be done for something that Anna and I are working on, the Chamber and the Pensacola Young Professionals. So every year we put on the annual 4th of July fireworks spectacular.
That's right.
And
are we already talking about the fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We pretty much never stop.
It's true.
It's a year-long process.
Wow.
But, we're talking with Anna Loches, president of Pensacola Young Professionals, serves on the Chamber Board of Directors. We have a agreement with PYP, as they're affectionately known. We've had it for a few years now where the president of PYP sits on the Chamber Board, and we do a number of things together, but as we kind of jump into it, I just want to say welcome, Anna, and tell us a little bit about yourself and the mission of PYP.
Yeah, thanks for having us today. We really appreciate the Chamber. We have such a great partnership with them. And so I'm the president of the Pensacola Young Professionals. So we're a local nonprofit organization that actually started, we're celebrating 20 years this year.
Really? It's been that? Wow.
Yeah, the organization is finally a young professional. and so we formed to do a number of things, which is to connect young people to each other and the community, but also give a voice to young professionals in our community. At the time, a lot of young people were leaving Pensacola, going off to college, not necessarily coming back. And we formed actually around the referendum for Community Maritime Park to help get that built. We thought that would be such a beneficial initiative for our community, and we encouraged young people to come out to the discussions on the referendum and then, of course, get out and vote. And then from there, we've done a number of initiatives throughout the 20 years, including partnering with the Chamber on the 4th of July fireworks show, which is definitely a unique experience for us that I think we just get really excited about it each year. It's amazing to be out there and to see the community come together for that event, and we're just proud to be a part of it. We also, through our mission, we provide professional development to our members throughout the year on just a number of different personal and professional development topics. We also host the Mentor Pensacola program, which is a year-long mentorship program that we partner again with on the chamber to identify mentors we can pair with our members. And then we also do community impact initiatives. And I'd be remiss not to mention one of our major community impact initiatives is our nonprofit expo, which we just announced the date for it today. It's going to be March 21st. This year at Museum Plaza. We invite nonprofits to come out, host a booth, just to educate the community on their organization, what they're doing, and how we as a community can help them and get involved. And so we just launched the press release today, and we're looking for nonprofits who want to host a booth and tell Pensacola about their mission.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So now what are the dates on that?
So that will be Saturday, March 21st, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Museum Plaza. It's a free, open to the public event. And last year we had over 50 nonprofits out there talking about what they're doing. And we hope to have more this year.
Wow. Busy. Mm-hmm. Y'all are doing, stepped up and taken on so much responsibility now from its origins, which is really great.
Yeah.
Cats off to you.
Yeah. So your name's Pensacola Young Professionals, but talk about, you don't have to be a quote unquote young professional to be a part of PYP.
I was going to ask, what defines young?
Yes. So,
how young or how not so young?
Yeah. In the past, we did have an age range that was typically 20 to 40. We removed any kind of age restrictions for our organization. We look at it as you can be young at heart, new to the community, new to the area, and you're just trying to figure out where you want to plug in. We try to be a connector, so anyone in Pensacola who's just trying to get more involved or meet new people, they can come to our happy hours, our coffees. We have a number of free events throughout the year that are open to everyone, and they can just come and learn about the community and meet new people, and maybe they stay with PYP, maybe they find another organization they want to be involved with, but we just try to be that connector for anyone, so we don't have any kind of age restriction. So young at heart, just really open to anyone who wants to get involved.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection Show. So if you have a question about Pensacola Young Professionals, our expert is here, the president, Anna, is here. 850-437-1620. Please text in your questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so yeah, let's talk a little bit about the big event for this year, which is the 4th of July fireworks spectacular. It's America's 250, and we're looking to do something big. So talk about that a little bit and how people could get involved.
Yeah, so we just started really, I think, hitting the ground running in January with our fireworks committee. We're actually meeting again today to get everything going, but it's definitely going to be a big year being America's 250th anniversary. We want it to be a spectacular event. So we're just at this point looking for community partners, sponsors, anyone who's interested in being involved. To really figure out how we can knock this one out of the park. We are working with Peter Muget and the Symphony on their Sparks and Stars event.
That's always wonderful.
It's a great show. And just really trying to find what can we add, what can we do to really showcase this year's celebration. So we're just in the planning stages, but we will be launching soon the call for food trucks and vendors who want to be out there on Bayfront, and then really just getting the word out there so people come downtown and celebrate with us.
Well, I have to say, I was just looking, I thought, oh, I better check and see what day that is. It's on Saturday night.
It's a Saturday.
Yay,
yeah.
Finally. You hate it when it's on Monday night or something.
Yeah.
Right.
Saturday night. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That's great.
We're really looking forward to it and even talking about how do we make it a weekend of family fun,
yeah.
You know, really celebrating 250 years, America's 4th of July, and we're really open at this point to a number of opportunities for that whole weekend.
Well, so how should they reach out to you? If someone wanted to find out more about Pensacola Young Professionals, or they wanted to reach out possibly to talk to you more about the 4th and some of the events you're doing, what's the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, so first our website is PensacolaYP.com. And then they can email me. I'm president@PensacolaYP.com. We also have a fireworks@PensacolaYP.com email address. But all of our contact information is also on our website. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can message us there. But email is probably the best way to get us. So president@PensacolaYP.com or info@PensacolaYP.com.
And when do y'all meet?
So the board meets monthly to kind of plan our programs and events. And then our members, we have 4 to 5 events each month that our members and the community can attend.
I was thinking like once a month, but 4 or 5 times a month. Okay.
We do a lot.
Wow. Okay. That's exciting. Yeah. What's your next event that maybe if someone could come to that would be open for someone that might be listening this morning and is interested?
Well, our happy hours are always open to anyone. They are the second Thursday of the month. So February 12th, I believe, is the next one. It's going to be actually our kickoff to our Mentor Pensacola program, which started in January. And we'll be at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown by Veterans Memorial Park from 5:30 to 7:00. And like I said, it's open to anyone to come and network, come and meet folks in the area. Will also have our mentors there connecting with their mentees. But it's great time to just meet new people.
Perfect. So that's February 12th if someone wants to go. Mm-hmm. Well, what else is happening at the Chamber? I know that if it's like everybody else, all of a sudden we got busy.
Yeah, so
it's February 2nd today.
Yeah, so we have our first Good Morning Pensacola of the year. Coming up this Friday at Scenic Hills Country Club. So if you have not registered yet, highly recommend you go ahead and do that.
And I recommend that event.
It's great.
We go every month, and it's always a phenomenal speaker. The breakfast is excellent. I'll just throw that out there.
That matters.
I look forward to it every month, honestly.
Yeah, and Chick-fil-A 9 Mile Road is the sponsor this month, and they always have a tremendous program. Usually talking about, teamwork in the workplace and how you can work with your employees better. So, again, if you haven't registered, go to PensacolaChamber.com and get signed up because these things, they sell out pretty quickly.
It is limited to about 150, is that right? Something
like that? It's about 120. Mm-hmm. We could maybe get another table and get about 130.
But it's usually sold out.
But yeah. So
you don't want to miss it.
Don't want to miss that. And that's, one of the cool things about the relationship between the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals is that, we make sure we're promoting each other's events. We're we come and support each other. As I mentioned earlier, Anna serves on the Chamber board. So and something that's been important to me since I've been in this role is that how do we work better with our partners in the community? And it's just a natural, to me, fit between the two organizations. We're all business minded, community minded. And so I just appreciate that, Anna's taken the mantle as president and continued what started a few years ago.
Yeah, it's been an excellent partnership for us. I personally truly appreciate getting to serve on the Chamber's board. I think that was a incentive for me a little bit.
You can learn so much from seeing how things work behind the scenes.
It's been a phenomenal experience just kind of working with the various folks at the Chamber, but also the board members and getting to go through almost a year now with the board. And I'm excited. I'm actually going to be serving a second term as president of Pensacola Young Professionals. And
congratulations.
I get another year on their board as well. And then we try to attend as many Chamber events as we can because it's a good opportunity for us to meet other leaders in the community, other professionals, organizations who may not know about us, but also just connecting and growing our circle of people. So it's been great. And then just the fireworks, honestly, have been such a unique experience getting to plan such a major event. but having the chamber involved is kind of a comfort, you know, they know what they're doing and we're
sometimes,
figuring it
right,
out.
Tom, but, sometimes.
We get through it.
Yeah.
Well, that is great, and I think it's wonderful because, as you both know, that I'm a big advocate of handshaking, networking in person, eye-to-eye contact. I still love the old habit of exchanging business cards, but nobody does that anymore. But just that face-to-face meeting people, and you develop relationships that maybe you don't have the same business, but they know someone who knows someone who knows someone, mm-hmm. and that's the beauty of networking.
Yeah.
It's really a positive. So good for you for keeping it going and getting people connected. That's a really big thing.
Yeah, our first pillar is connection. Most of our events fall under the connection category. We even went to the Pensacola Ice Flyers last week as a group, but it's also a connection event. You know, we all sit together and you get to talk with different people, meet different individuals in the community, but also enjoy the Ice Flyers game.
Mm-hmm, so that's for sure.
We focus a lot on the connection piece.
Okay. All right. What else is happening in the chamber world?
So we've got PACE Awards this month.
That's right.
Yeah. So we may have a seat or two left if you're interested. But
what's the date on that? Do you recall?
It's 24th of February, okay. Out at the Hilton on the Beach.
Okay.
So very excited. We've got an incredible slate of honorees once again. And, you have to find out then. But, it's always an incredible event because we get to see excellence from mm-hmm. our community, mm-hmm. and it's inspiring every year to hear their stories, hear from, we do videos that features their family and coworkers.
Oh, that's nice.
So you get kind of the why of how they were able to become the leaders in our community that they are, and so it's an incredible event. Always excited to be able to be a part of it, and yeah, it just shows the depth of talent in our community as well as the number of folks that we honor every year. And the next year, you get the same level of honoree. So it's
a real
awesome
celebration of what's best about Pensacola.
Exactly.
And the people are what I believe are best. We just have the best community here. I'm very biased.
Yeah, right, it's okay.
I'm very biased. Okay.
We are too.
This is Pep Talk and Pensacola's expert panel. This is the Chamber Connection Show, and we've got Annie here from Pensacola Young Professionals, Todd Thompson, who is our president of the Pensacola Chamber. We've got just about 5 or 6 minutes left, so anything y'all want to touch on maybe we haven't talked about this morning?
And anything?
So one of the things we're working on right now, we actually we try to do some fun initiatives that are personal development in a way, and we actually started a kickball team.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's called the Pensacola Unprofessionals. So we go through the City of Pensacola's league at Exchange Park, and so we're looking to start back our kickball team for the spring season. It's open to anyone who wants to join.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we're working on our annual meeting, which is coming up. Our fiscal year starts April 1, so our new board will roll on mm-hmm. in April, and so we'll celebrate this past year. We'll give away some awards and highlight our initiatives that we've done and then that we're planning to do for the next year at the end of March.
Does the kickball team have cheerleaders?
Yes, I'm one of them. I am not a very good kickball player.
Thank you very much.
So
I'd like to do it, but I'm not sure you'd want me out there kicking anything at this point.
we had a really good team last season. We played over the summer, and so they're wanting to come back and do it again. So it's just
great.
Another fun way to get involved. But we do encourage anyone to come to our games and sit with us. Again, another way to network and connect.
That's cool. Do you post your schedule on your website?
We do. We put it on Facebook and we post it on the website.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to have to come out and watch one of those. I don't think I hate to say this, but it's been a while since I've seen a kickball game.
Yeah, it's fun, and they're about 50 minutes long, but
long enough.
Yeah, we have fun. And the team, like I said, they did a great job last year. And so we're hoping to bring it back.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved with Pensacola Young Professionals?
About 3 years. Well, a little over 3 years at this point. And then another year, I'll be president again. So yeah. least four.
Right, right.
I like that you've changed the age requirements, because that would be very unsettling when they finally say, you're going to have to move on.
Yeah, I know.
How do you delicately say to somebody that's been in it 20 years, you're going to have to move on, pal, to the old professionals?
Yeah. No, we want to be as welcoming as we can. So, yeah, really glad we removed that.
That would be Pops. That would be a good name, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Pensacola,
yeah.
Old Professional old Pops.
We've talked about, you know, an alumni network. And,
there you go.
And I'm just not sure how many people will sign up
kind
to
of
be
delicate.
Called old.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of delicate. Yeah. I love it, though. And I like that you've changed that so people can be involved. But I especially like the mentor program, and that's starting up now, right?
Yeah, so we had applications open in December, and then January we've been interviewing, placing our members with their mentors, and so really starting it off. I think everybody at this point has been placed with a mentor.
That's great.
And then we'll kind of bring them out at the happy hour as a kickoff, and they have the year to work together. They come up with their goals and plans for the year, what they want to achieve. And it's a great opportunity. We try to let our members, we ask our members, what are you looking for? It doesn't have to fit into a specific category. Mm-hmm. And then we go out, you know, we use the chamber, we use our network to find people to fit those traits that they want or the skills that they're looking for. And we can't necessarily get everything. We had someone ask for a race car driver one time, which is not a big industry here, but we try
to fit.
If
I'd known that, I would have joined and asked for a movie star.
Yeah. Right. You know, we have to be within our area, but, you know, we
try.
But
there are a lot of race. I mean, when you've got the Snowball Derby here, there are a lot of race car drivers in this area, believe it or not. I mean, we've got a football player going in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With Devon Witherspoon's going, so... You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. Okay, just a couple minutes left. Todd, anything that you want to mention this morning?
That, I mean, well, one other thing we have this Wednesday is our Chamber 101. Mm-hmm. So that is for either new members or if you're a member of the Chamber and you want to brush up on your member benefits, find out about all of our events, meet the staff, meet some of our ambassadors. So that's coming up this Wednesday. It's free to chamber members, 8:30 at our office, 418 West Garden Street, up on the fourth floor. And I mentioned Good Morning Pensacola on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Register for that.
Good breakfast.
Yeah, PensacolaChamber.com.
And if somebody wants to join, the thing that's really cool is you can join anytime. There's not a specific membership drive. I mean, you can join anytime, right?
Yeah. And you have a year-long membership from the day that you pay throughout, you know. And so if you joined February 2nd this year, Groundhog Day, it'd be easy to remember when your dues are you know, due next year. But so it's a full year. And, you know, like I like to say, it's like a gym membership, you know, you got to use it to get the benefit. So, so do that. But, lots of opportunities to connect and be involved. And, you know, we are here to support the business community, but appreciate Anna Loches for being on today to talk about Pensacola Young Professionals and all the great things they do and the partnership that we have with the Chamber.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
You were terrific. And if somebody just joined us, how can they get in touch with you again, Anna? Just the website and everything for Pensacola Young Professionals.
Yeah, PensacolaYP.com. And then my email is president@PensacolaYP.com. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. So a number of ways to connect and come out to our events.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know. I might be, we'll see.
You should try it, Meg.
I might be in the mentor category.
You can be a cheerleader with me at
that
the kickball game.
That I can
games.
Do. Yeah. I know how to do that, boy. I'm definitely a cheerleader at heart. So, but I love chambers. I love what the Pensacola Chamber does. Obviously, I have an affinity for it, but I will say that you're doing a great job. And thank you for all that you do, Todd. Thank you, Anna, for being here on this chilly morning. If you have any questions for Anna, you can go to get that website. One more time.
PensacolaYP.com.
And of course, the Pensacola Chamber's website, Todd.
PensacolaChamber.com.
All right, y'all. Thank you for being here with the Pensacola Chamber Connection on Pep Talk.